The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Shadate Hargett Hill for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. This is the Tar Heel Talk, NC Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped Spring 2008 newsletter. The opening page says Reading to Win. As always, the features in the newsletter are Meet the Staff, Friends Corner, and Summer Reading. Let's begin with Meet the Staff. The NCLBPH sat down to interview their newest staff members, Sarah Brackett and Carol Clem. Here are their question and answer session. What is your job title and what do you do? Sarah. My job title is Reader Advisor. My main job is to make sure our patrons are happy. This entails answering any questions they may have about their service and assigning books for them based on their preferences. Carol, my position is Processing Assistant 2. I work in the back in the warehouse for the NC Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. I am part of the crew that sends out all the digital, large print, and braille books. Where did you work before you came here, and what did you do? Sarah, I worked at PetSmart, where I took care of pets staying overnight by feeding them and playing fetch pretty much nonstop. Carol, I worked at the RDU 5 Amazon warehouse in Durham, NC. There I separated packages that came in on the trucks to different zip codes for delivery to the customers. Before that, I ran an auto repair shop in Cary for 15 years. I also ran a repossession company in Cary for 3 years. What are your hobbies? Sarah, I like playing board video games and writing, but most of all, I love to read. Carol, I love animals, so I would say they are my hobby. I have a 13-year-old dog named Jane, a turtle, and a peacock right now. I used to raise ball python snakes and rats. I really want to get back into that very soon. Why did you want to work at the library? Sarah, because people always say to get a job doing something you love. I have always loved reading and sharing that love of books with others. I have also felt at home in libraries. This job doesn't even really feel like work. Carol, my dad had vision problems and had been a ferocious reader beforehand. I am sorry to say that back then in the 1980s, I had never known that this library existed. I am excited to work here knowing that I can help people be able to feed the need to read. What is your favorite book and why? Sarah, I love many books equally. I can probably narrow it down to the top 5 by genre. I will give you my top 3 classics, The Count of Monte Cristo, because the Count's revenge reflects the various motives of the perpetrators without being predictable. Brave New World, because I love dystopian science fiction. White Fang, because I fell in love with animals early. I also have fond memories of this book from my childhood. Letters from the Earth, because this book provides food for thought, plus the author is more sarcastic than I am. Not an easy feat. And A Tale of Two Cities, because of the various imagery and metaphors. These 5 sprang to mind, however, this list is subject to change. Carol, I cannot pick just one favorite book. I love way too many. I can give you a list of my favorite authors, however. One is Hunter S. Thompson. I love all his books, even his old magazine articles. I also like Anne Rice's The Vampire Chronicles. A third writer is Christine Feehan, who wrote the Dark Carpathian series and the Dark Shadow series. I enjoyed the Anita Blake series by Laurel K. Hamilton and the Black Dagger Brotherhood series. Finally, I like Charlene Harris's Sookie Stackhouse True Blood series. What are your favorite types of books? Sarah, I will read anything, but my favorite genres are romance, dystopian, science fiction, and suspense thrillers. Carol, I love reading almost anything. My favorites right now are paranormal, vampire, and autobiographies or biographies about musicians. As a matter of fact, I am reading Slash right now. What movie would you take to a desert island? Sarah, I don't watch very many movies. I would take Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the TV show, not the movie, if I could. Carol, Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl. I could watch any Johnny Depp movie all day and every day. What song would you sing if you were on American Idol? Sarah, I was singing Emotions by Mariah Carey. Go big or go home. I think she hits 7 different octaves in this song. Seriously, if you haven't heard the song, listen to it. At one point, her voice is reminiscent of Birdsong. Not an exaggeration, literally Birdsong. This is presuming I have been granted magical singing abilities from a fairy, as no other set of circumstances would see me on American Idol. Carol. I would never be on American Idol, as I cannot sing worth a dang. If I could, I would have a hard time choosing between something by Aerosmith, Journey, Shydown, or Paul Phillips. Now we turn to Friends Corner, Friends of the NC Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. Hello to all our friends of the Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. First, let me say thanks to all of you who have either renewed your membership or joined the Friends of the Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped this year. As you know, our membership operates on the calendar year, and memberships are renewed annually. With your continued support, we are able to provide and enhance the services and programs of the FNC-LBPH. We thank you for your continued support. As many of you know, our board suffered a great loss in November with the death of James Benton, Sr. He was a longtime supporter of the Friends organization and patron of the NC-LBPH. As a result of your generous donations and memberships, we are very pleased to announce the James Benton Braille Writer Program. James was a very strong advocate and user of Braille, and he was very excited about the prospective new program. The board felt it most fitting to name this program in memory of James and his dedication to Braille and the blindness community. His actions and commitment to the Friends board will be remembered and will live long in this organization. In a nutshell, the Braille Writer Program has been developed to assist individuals who are in need of securing a Braille writer for their personal use. Braille writers are very expensive, and this prevents many individuals from being able to obtain one. We have found over the years that many persons who have lost their sight and who are not in a position to receive resources or services from other institutions may not be able to personally acquire a Braille writer for their own use. These individuals are unable to develop appropriate Braille skills that will allow them to gain independence and develop the only true form of written communication for individuals who are blind or visually impaired. This Braille Writer program will assist these individuals with the ability to obtain a Braille writer for their own use. The FNC-LBPH has received a commitment from an authorized Braille Writer repair specialist to bring used equipment up to code. This equipment would then be given to a qualifying individual who has no other resources available to them to acquire a Braille writer. It is our goal that this program will empower many Braille users across our state to further their ability to live independently by being able to read and write in their own medium. For more information about the application process and who is eligible, please check out our website at www.friendsnclbph.org or send me an email at info@friendsnclbph.org. Funding is limited for this program, but we will do our best to honor all applications received. And for application to initiate or renew your membership with the FNCLBPH, you can do that by linking to the website at www.friendsnclbph.org. If you have any questions about how to donate to the Friends, please contact me. I wish all the best to each of you for a wonderful summer. This comes from Eddie Weaver, the president. Board of Directors, President Eddie Weaver. His number is 919-900-8780. Vice President Kathy Brack, 919-847-7268 or 919-280-1980. Secretary Debbie Meadows, 919-219-2677 or 919-715-8805. Treasurer Mary Flanagan, 919-782-8621 or 919-602-1334. Past President Sandy DeLuca, 919-783-5784 or 919-946-8763. Members at large, Donnie Best, 910-340-7210, Karen Broderick, 919-518-1088 or 919-906-0804. Mara DeBruhl, 919-875-8803 or 919-621-9393. Angelo Sanesso, 252-202-1190. Joanne Wood, 252-292-3733. Sharon Benton, 919-833-0007. George Chester, 919-365-4965 or 919-240-9960. Miriam Dixon, 919-755-1567 or 919-602-8715. Susan King, 828-478-2135, extension 229. Jill McMillan, 919-618-9444. Non-voting Carl Keen, Regional Librarian, NCLBPH, 919-368-5447. And again, if you want to apply to be a member of Friends of the NCLBPH, you can always fill out an application at www.friendsnclbph.org and select the membership link. Or you can always go and download the application and mail it back. Make checks payable to FNCLBPH and mail it with the form to FNCLBPH 1841 Capitol Boulevard, Raleigh, NC 27635. Financial information about this organization and a copy of its license are available from the State Solicitation Licensing Branch at 919-807-2214. The license is not an endorsement by the state. And you can also become a member and pay by credit card. Again, go to www.friendsnclbph.org and select the membership link. On now to the summer reading winners. Congratulations to our 2017 summer readers. Every summer, our library participates in a program known across the country as Summer Reading for our adult and children patrons. Participants who read the most books throughout the summer earn prizes. In total, we can have up to 12 winners. The top three adult readers using BARD, that's B-A-R-D, the top three adult readers who receive their books through the mail, the top three children using BARD, and the top three children who receive books in the mail. This year, they had 60 participants in the Adult Summer Reading Program and 31 participants in the Kids Summer Reading Program. Congratulations to Valerie Rijas, the Adult Summer Reading Program winner. They asked her about her experience in this year's program. How did you hear about the summer reading program? She said, I've been a patron of the library for so long, I can't quite remember how long or how I found out about it. I think a letter came in the mail one day and I was interested in doing it. That was, I believe, 7 years ago. Was this your first time participating in our summer reading program? No, I've joined before, but got to second place most of the times I have entered. But I was really determined to win this year. What was your favorite book you read for summer reading? I've read a lot of classics this summer, and one book I love is Little Women by Louisa May Alcott. Do you have a favorite genre? If so, what is it and why? I love anything but nonfiction unless there's an inspiring nonfiction story. I get bored easily, so fiction really gets my imaginative juices flowing. Were you able to read all of the books that you wanted this summer? I think I can read more. I love reading, so I'm pretty sure if I really throw myself into it, I could read a lot more. How did you make the time to read this summer? I'm pretty free most of the time, so all of my free time is devoted to books. How did you learn about our library? I was in middle school. I had an awesome teacher who brought me books from the library. One day, she had to leave, and she told me to sign up for the library so I can get books on my very own. Other than reading, how did you spend your summer? My summer was great. I went as a group leader to a program in Raleigh called the EYE Retreat, also known as the Envisioning Youth Empowerment Retreat. I enjoyed myself there. How do you like your prize? I love my prize. I purchased something of my own with my own money and I love it. Why is reading special to you? Reading is special to me because when you are visually impaired, you can't really see things they try to describe in movies. When you walk into an action-packed scene, you can see the action, and with every page you turn, the action unfolds right in front of your very eyes. Will you participate next summer? Yes, I hope to participate every summer. The names of the adults' top three barred: Valerie Rehas with 500 books, Karen Reynolds with 361 books, James Brooks with 312 books. Adults' top three by mail: Marilyn Williams, 143 books, David Davis, 127 books, Irma Potter, 113 books. Kids' top three barred: Alondra Pagan Galarza, 76 books, Skylar Jarvis, 43 books, Layla Hildenbrand, 36 books. And kids' top three by mail: Orlando Hearn, 49 books, Danielle Jones, 38 books, and Matthew Akula, 23 books. If you're interested in summer reading, you can sign up for that. The North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped invites you to join their 2018 summer reading program. The program begins with books checked out from June 1st until August 31st, 2018. Only books checked out during this time period will be counted. Patrons may register until July 31st. You can complete this form and mail it to the library. The form is your name, address, city, state, zip code, phone number with area code, and whether you wish to sign up for the kids' summer reading program or the adult summer reading program. You can get the form by downloading it at the website http://statelibrary.ncdcr.gov/lbph. Again, that is statelibrary.ncdcr.gov/lbph. You must read at least 5 books to win a prize. The top 3 readers win gift cards. Now, the Choice Magazine Listing. Choice Magazine Listing, or CML, is a free audio magazine for adults with impaired vision or other disabilities. 4 times a year, listeners can download or receive by mail 12 hours of great stories and articles chosen from 100 of the finest magazines absolutely free of charge. All CML's selections are wonderfully read by some of America's top audiobook narrators. CML subscribers include those with conditions such as low vision, macular degeneration, blindness, MS, diabetes, cerebral palsy, ALS, dyslexia, and Parkinson's. If someone you know would enjoy this free service, please have them call 1-888-724-6423 or visit www.choicemagazinelistening.org. That's www.choicemagazinelistening.org or 1-888-724-6423. And let's go back to the summer reading. If you're interested in that as well, the phone number is 1-888-388-2460. And that is to sign up for the summer reading program. There is a new digital newsletter. Tar Heel Talk now has digital and paper editions. There are now 4 newsletters released each year. If you would like to receive the new digital newsletter, please include your email address and mail it to NC Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped at 1841 Capitol Boulevard, NC 27635, or email at nclbph@ncdcr.gov. Again, you can email the North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped at nclbph@ncdcr.gov or mail them your name, email, and phone number, NC Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped at 1841 Capitol Boulevard, North Carolina, 27635. More information you should know: library closing date, Labor Day, Monday, September 3rd, 2018. Tips for better service. Please be sure to return cartridges in the container that matches the book or magazine. If you receive large print or audio magazines, please return them to the library when you are finished reading them. If there is a problem with a cartridge or the cartridge is missing, put a note in the case or a rubber band around the damaged cartridge. Please do not write on the cartridges, case, or any labels on these items. If you often replace your smartphone, there is a maximum number of devices you can have registered with BARD. Please notify us when you get a new phone so we can delete the old one from your account. Again, library patrons, please note, the newsletter is available in Braille and on digital cartridge. If you would like to receive this publication in Braille or digital cartridge, please call 1-888-388-2460. That's 1-888-388-2460. A total of 11,500 copies of this publication were printed at a cost not exceeding 0.165 cents per copy. Funding for the issue is being provided by the Friends of the Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. Attention, 60th anniversary. Join the North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped for its 60th anniversary open house. Join them Thursday, September 13th, 2018. They'll have food and entertainment from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Library patrons and the general public are invited. Well, my time is up for the Tar Heel Talk NC Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped Newsletter, Spring 2018. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. I'm Shadate Hargett Hill for the Triangle Radio Reading Service.